Classics and Steel. This was a feature event that celebrated Trinidad and Tobago's independence in Washington, D.C. On Saturday, a sold-out audience at the world-famous John F. Kennedy Center of the Performing Arts were treated to performances by Trinidadian dramatic soprano Anne Friedel, lyric soprano Renee Solomon, Marvin Smith, a lyric baritone, and the BP Renegades. Solomon, who said it was her first time performing with a steel band, felt the show was a success.
As an American professor said yesterday, he was in awe that the steel band could play classical music and sound so immense. Our music is amazing, but that we can cross over into Western music is even more amazing. It just shows that, you know, our 20th century instrument really is fabulous.
Her Excellency Glenda Moran Phillip, Trinidad and Tobago's U.S. ambassador, is of the view the embassy in Washington accomplished what it set out to do by hosting the concert and called for greater exposure of the region's culture.
Well, the diaspora here in the U.S., I would say that they need to assist us in promoting things Caribbean, things Trinidad and Tobago, things other countries within the region, because that's what we are here for and seeking to do.
Ambassador Moran Phillip also shared a special greeting.
Yes, I would like to wish all our nationals at home and the diaspora a happy, successful 47th anniversary. Well, it is successful already, but I mean success in the years to come. So happy anniversary, TNT.
On Sunday, an interfaith service and reception at the Trinidad and Tobago Embassy rounded up the weekend's activities. Last year's independence celebration featured the Mighty Sparrow. Reporting from Washington, this is Karen Stanley.